When you want to grow your business, use Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Seamlessly collaborate with your team using a suite of built-in tools and features to make your workday easier, like huddles to schedule impromptu meetings and avoid another calendar invite, or Workflow Builder, which lets you automate routine tasks so you can spend more time on the work that matters most. Slack. Grow your business here. Learn more at slack.com.
Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily, yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back, fight fans, to the inaugural episode of Ones to Watch US of A. And I'm delighted for this first episode to be joined by Eric Tyler Tucker. Eric, you're going to introduce yourself onto this show. You're going to tell us your story and let these fans know that are listening a little bit more about yourself. And let's find out who Eric is, what you're all about, and obviously, more importantly, how you managed to get into this sport.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, it's a pleasure to be here. My name's Eric Tyler Tucker. I'm a professional boxer, welterweight class, record 7-0 with 7 KOs in the first round. It's definitely a pleasure to be here. Really looking forward to it.
It's a pleasure having you on, Eric. You know, the first thing that jumps out to me and probably jumps out to the listeners of this show is giving us your record 7-0, 7 KOs in the first round. That's quite some feat. That's quite some feat, and I'm sure we'll get to that. But I think most importantly, what we want to know is a little bit more about you. And to do that, I'd love to know like where it all began for you. Like, what was your earliest memories of this sport, and how it helped you transition into it?
So about 2015, I became an amateur, and out in Los Angeles, California. Where I was born and raised, and I came across a great coach named Kevin Morgan. He's a two-time world champion and a Hall of Famer. I came across him, and we were able to, you know, come to the drawing board and be able to plan out the future for me, meaning as far as an amateur. So I had my first amateur fight. I trained for about a good year. My first time getting into boxing, meaning hands-on, and we trained for about a year. 2016, we started to look for some amateur bouts out in California, especially where I'm from in Los Angeles. We have many day shows, which are held on a weekend. So it took us a little bit of time, but 2017, December 17th, actually was when it all started for me. It was my first amateur fight at TG Boxing Gym off of Manchester and Broadway in Los Angeles, California. And I was able to secure my first win. I fought in the amateurs at 180 pounds when I first started. Had no idea about, you know, weight cuts or nothing of that sort. So I went in, and I had a great performance my first time out. And from there, I felt I vowed to never look back, to always pursue, you know, the road of greatness. So I took everything and put everything in as far as moving forward with the sport of boxing. I ended up having a beautiful amateur career. It was short because of my age. I was 27 at the time. when I turned amateur. I had a great five fights, entered a Golden Glove tournament, which I did not win. I actually lost in the semifinals due to a point system and how not. I came out. I didn't let that keep my head down. I came out and started to spar with some of the best that I've known of in Los Angeles at the time. And I started to transition to be able to turn my pro career. And now I'm here now at 7-0 with 7 knockouts first round.
It's really interesting. You know, you're giving us a snapshot of what's been going on and how you've led to where you are. I'm quite interested to know, like, why so late and why boxing? Why did you start the sport so late? And what is it about boxing that led you down this path?
Well, I've always been into boxing. A majority of my family on my dad's side is back from Kansas City, Missouri, which is the Midwest. And my great-grandfather, Ned, was actually into boxing, actually held Golden Gloves back in Kansas City during his time. He's passed on now. But I've always been kind of in the, you know, the realm of boxing. But I was a big football player coming up. And my dream was to go to, you know, the NFL, had a great high school career, a great college career. And I had kids. I had two. I have three beautiful children, two girls and one boy. And it was just best for me, again, as a man, to be able to take care of my children. And boxing fell into my lap. I walked into a gym. And like I said, I came across Kevin Morgan. And he's seen a special talent in me. Didn't know much, but I did have a lot of great attributes, very athletic. And from there, we were able to mold some things in the beginning that helped me be able to further branch out and become where I am now.
So what's the transition been like for you then, Eric, given that you had a relatively short amateur career and started quite late on? How have you found that transition? It seems like to me, you found it pretty straightforward. You know, that record speaks for itself already at this stage of your career. But I want to know from you, because obviously you said you're quite an athletic person. You wanted to get into the NFL. You've always been involved in sports in some capacity. So how did you find training to be a professional footballer as opposed to training to be a boxer?
I feel as if, and I'm Muslim, by the way, so I always feel that, you know, man is judged by how he faces, you know, adversity. And for me, stepping into the boxing realm, I felt was at first, just listening to it, was a little bit of, you know, hardship coming in. But anything that has a little bit of hardship holds more value and it's worth more value. So again, when I got into it, I did have the chance to be able to work with very high class and great class coaches. So learning from that and being in that environment, don't get me wrong, I will never lie to you and say that it was, you know, just a easy walkthrough, but it was definitely something to be able to call challenging for myself that I love being able to adapt to. So it was something that I fell in love with, nothing that I shied away from. Me being in it, I was able to excel at it, being around those elite coaches and fighters of the era in that time. So I looked at it as a big, beautiful joy and smile and a great task to be able to take on. Took it on with all smiles and been able to learn every step of the way. Even the things that, that we feel as if we should break as far as bad habits. Just being able to have that thought process to having something to look forward to become 1% better every day, was my all of my fuel to be able to come where I am now.
So I want to talk about your professional career so far. The transition has obviously been pretty well for you. It seems to have been going pretty well. Yes. It seems for me, looking on the outside in, as an outsider, it looks like things are going the way you want them to go. And obviously, you know, not to put you down as a, because I've mentioned you've started late in the sport. I mean, there's no real age limit in this day and age. We've seen some fighters go on many, many years. I always allude to the great Bernard Hopkins and the way he lived such a clean life. he was able to do what he did for such a long time. But age ain't nothing but a number, and you're already making an impact in the sport, and you're already going to these different levels, and these opponents are getting more difficult as time goes on. Is there always been a plan in place since you've turned professional to move up a level a little bit faster than, say, you know, like a 21-year-old prospect would?
Definitely. I do understand that where I'm starting off in my career, that nothing will be given to me. So I do have to be able to go and put everyone on notice that I am here, and I am now a serious prospect to be able to look out for. So yeah, definitely. I do know that there will be times that versus a 21-year-old that I have to be able to step up and take those things, those opportunities as they come right in and there. But from the work that I put in, the great coach that I have, the great manager, Jason, that I have, I know that, you know, through all the work that we will definitely be ready whenever that time presents itself.
So you mentioned about Jason, you've mentioned about the coaches that you're with. You've started to step things up on a serious level now because you're starting to become involved with people that have got a genuine passion and interest in the sport and want to look after the fighters that they handle. So I'd be interested to hear from you in the sense that, you know, from when you started to where you are now and the sort of moves that you are making outside of the ring to impact your career inside the ring. To me, it seems like you are taking it very, very seriously, and it's a statement of intent.
Yes.
To where you want to go in this boxing career.
For me, I'm now being coached by Kenny Wack, which is a great coach, a great veteran, has been around for a long time. Jason as well, he's been around for quite some time and have dealt with a lot of great fighters, managed as well. So being with these guys and being with the work ethic around me in my gym, I'm at Buddy McGirt's gym, and which is called Blue Moon, and the Valley, Sherman Oaks. So it's definitely something that I've always looked forward to. Making that different transition, being with these guys, I'm able to get in the work with these top elite fighters to be able to transition. I do see myself world champion one day, and I know that it will come very, very soon with all the hard work that we're putting in and with the people that I have moving my career. Also, as well, take all of this time to be able to learn. I'm not too big. I'm not big-headed or too big as far as to myself to learn something every day from all fighters, from all coaches. Like I said, not even from verbal, just by being able to be a spectator and pick up things. So moving forward, I do see myself having a beautiful career. It's not all about the money. Most of the fighters nowadays look at the revenue, and which that's fine. But also, I'm doing this because I love it, to be able to give my family's last name some type of legacy, and which will be a beautiful legacy.
So for the benefit of people that don't know a lot about you other than what you've explained so far, in terms of your boxing career, just let us know, which division is it you are campaigning in at the moment?
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds Gummy Clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
Right now, 147, the welterweight division, I am moving down. I was at junior welterweight, which was at 154, but now currently going down to 147.
So the welterweight division at the moment is, it's got some great stars in it, as we know, but it feels like we're crying out for new breakout stars. It feels like a lot of the old guard have moved on and we're left with fighters that are maybe coming towards the end of their careers, fighters that are not being able to fight each other for one reason or another. And for me, as a fan, as well as a podcast host, it feels like we need a breath of fresh air. It feels like we need people like you to come through and start to excite the welterweight division once again. And this is a perfect opportunity. You know, you're moving at a relatively decent pace within your career. You're quite active in the ring, of course, barring the pandemic. You know, you've been quite an active fighter as well. So going forward, in terms of your aspirations for, say, the next 12 months, how do you see this next year going? And ideally, where would you want to be by the end of it?
I see myself at the end of this year at 11-0. We're looking to have 4 beautiful fights this year, 2022. At the end of 2022, I would love to see myself at a higher rank, of course, and more noticeable in the boxing division, making those next moves come 2023 to be looking to show our skills on a major platform, Matchroom, Showtime, PBC, whoever may accept us, Top Rank, whoever accepts us at the time, to be able to further showcase my skill and be able to let the boxing world know that there is a new breath of fresh air, like you said, out here, and I'm coming strong.
So you mentioned earlier about you being a father, you being a family man. What other things outside of the sport do you get involved in? Is there any particular projects that you're involved in? Are you working aside from boxing as well? Do you have to go out and work, or are you supported well enough to be able to do this full time?
Well, currently right now, I am working a job currently. Since the pandemic had happened, for this past 2 years, everybody, everyone's been kind of laid off, you know, due to the pandemic. So right now they're making a decision whether to let us come back. They stopped unemployment and things of that sort. So again, I have a beautiful family. I have a beautiful wife. My son, he's an active football player. He's a youth football player. He's 12 years old. He actually turns 12. This Friday, February 11th. So I've been working with him outside of being in boxing. I'm a Muslim, so give back to the community, make sure that I, number one, give my Lord and all the praise to everything that I do. So just, again, to be able to be more grounded, more self-meditation, just to be able to deal with everything, just to be able to unwind from the world. Other than that, like I said, I'm in the right direction, looking to eventually make it on that platform to where I don't have to, work a regular 9-to-5 to be able to give my career the further aspirations that is needed.
Have you always been a religious man, or did religion find you?
Yes, I have been. Yes. My parents grew up a Christian over the time, and so was I. Went to a Catholic school as well. And as I transitioned to adulthood, I was able to go out on my own and, further do my investigation and research. And I came across Islam, which has been very beautiful for me. It was something that I felt that fit me. And ever since I made that transition 4 years ago, I've been a Muslim now 4 years. My life has been beautiful. It's all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And does having the religion of Islam have any impact on your boxing career? I know obviously during the year they have certain celebrations which involve moments where you have to fast from dusk till dawn, and you're not able to eat until later on in the evening. Forgive me if I sound a little bit ignorant towards that, but I know that I have many people I've worked with myself. So I'm just curious to know how that's, if it does have any impact on you, or how you manage that being a professional boxer in terms of the weight management.
Me being Muslim and doing all of my religious beliefs, meaning Ramadan, being able to fast, it's all structure and discipline. So it's all about the mind, meaning how strong are you mentally for me when it comes to that. For me, it's I don't want to sound cliche, but it's very easy. And meaning I have a very strong mental. I believe in my God. I've been able to understand that with fasting, for those periods of hours brings me more clarity. So again, with my prayers, it's been beautiful. I've actually fought during the month of Ramadan and actually had to fast during training camp and things of that sort. So don't get me wrong. In the beginning, it was a little rough, meaning, of course, you want water and things of that sort to be able to replenish yourself. But also, too, there are safe ways. We wake up before Fajr, before our first prayer, be able to have something to eat. You know, again, it's all about discipline. If you're able to sacrifice and get up, you know, and make yourself something to eat before your first prayer and then be able to fast throughout the day, it's always ways to be able to, you know, be able to go along with it. So definitely, man, I love it. My religion base, my prayers have touched a lot of people, meaning outside fans wise. So when I have fought in different venues, I have had other Muslims around the world attend, and it's a beautiful feeling. It's no better feeling.
Now, in terms of your professional career, I always refer to sponsorships being a big part of a boxer's career, because I know how much it can attribute to a fighter's success when they have that support from companies that maybe want to invest in a professional fighter and provide them maybe, you know, additional support in some way, shape or form to allow them to take their career to the next level. So do you have any sponsors at the moment, Eric? And if you do, obviously it's the opportunity to mention them. But if you don't, let us know where they could find you and get in contact with you.
No, definitely. Actually, right now, no, I don't have any current sponsors, but can definitely. I have an Instagram at 3thehardway on Instagram, the number 3, THEHARDWAY. You know, I'm open to all sponsors. Any sponsors, please do not hesitate to be able to contact, and it definitely will be shown on a great platform. So I appreciate you guys and thank you.
So the final thing for me really is a question that might seem a little bit cliche to you, but as a professional boxer at this point of your career, in terms of the ultimate ambitions, ultimate goal, it might sound a silly question, but I would love to know, what are your ultimate ambitions? Is it becoming world champion? Is it becoming financially secure? Or is it a bit of both?
A bit of both, but mainly to be able to build legacy. Like I said, for my last name, I want to be able to give something for my family, my children, to be able to go, and the world, my fans as well, to be able to go back and be able to look up, whether it's 20 years, 30 years from now, to be able to go back and look up Eric Tyler Tucker and understand that he was definitely, number one, a great man, number two, a great, great fighter, and also three, again, a stand-up community man, someone that everyone should be able to look up to and be able to follow beyond.
It's going to be really interesting following your career over the next 12 months and probably next 2 to 3 years. It's been great to have you on, and thank you for sharing a little part of your story. They always say don't share too much at this stage, because when you get bigger, when things get better, the big companies come calling, the big money comes calling. But it's great that you've given us the time to talk about your career and your transition into the sport and where you're at and where you want to go. Because ultimately what we do and what this show is all about is to try and let people understand who you are. And now they know a little bit more about you. They'll be able to go and follow you and your journey through social media, through the channels that you've already told us, and get to see you in action. I know your fights are available to see on the internet, so if anybody does want to go and watch them, they can do that and get a sort of feel for who you are in the ring, and then be able to sort of tune into you a little bit more as fights come up. So it has been a great, great time to speak to you, and I really appreciate the opportunity to speak to you at this early stage of your career, and I really hope that things go the way you want them to go, and we're all going to be looking out for you now, and we're going to be looking forward to seeing how your career progresses.
Thank you so much, and it's a pleasure being on the show. Thank you again for having me. And again, my Instagram is the number 3, THAHARDWAY, 3 the hard way. And again, I appreciate you guys. And be looking out. Hopefully, everything goes secure. We'll be back in the ring April 30th in Philadelphia at the 2300 Arena. So see you guys then, and thank you, and I appreciate you guys for all the love and support.
Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.